speaking to you live from marvelous Medford, the Massachusetts miracle, the city that never bleeps, and this is Never Read the Comments. Medford, birthplace of the Black Dahlia, the inventor of the roller skate, Dale Bozzio, and that ceremonial Wiccan incantation we sing every December, Jingle Bells. I'm Goddamn Glenn, and this is Never Read the Comments. I want to thank the team here at MFO for having me be part of this, carving out a hole in the pumpkin, if you will, so I can slip inside and light up your airwaves like the Silver Shamrock commercial from Halloween 3. Remember that? It's good. Witching season is almost upon us, so it's appropriate, isn't it? The objective of Never Read the Comments is to talk about the things we need to talk about as people, as musicians, small business owners, hey, and maybe our tough students out there. Shout out to you guys. But I no longer wish to talk about some of these things on social media. It's not because the topics are taboo, it's because, honestly, I despise the comments section. And my advice to everyone is to never read the comments, only speak your truth. So, On the Town has requested that I do my thing, but bring it back to our Boston music community at large. Wait, someone actually wants to know what I think about these people? Are you sure about that? I guess they've never read my comments. But let's get the show on the road, and I assure you, I'll put our small pond of big fish into the wider context of what is good, what is bad, what is wrong, and whose fault it is in America, using our little community as a microcosm of the broader American chaos unfolding as we speak. But before we do that, I want to, again, do a shout-out to the students of Tufts because, hey, this radio station is at the campus of Tufts. It's always an exciting time on campus in crisp October, New England. Nice thing about our Tufts students is that they never get their U-Haul trucks stuck under the low bridges like those knuckleheads at BU. That's because our Tufts kids are very smart. They're our next structural engineers. I mean, you can't just roll into Boston seeking a degree in engineering and smack into a bridge before you even get there. They ought to make that bridge over Starro Drive part of the entrance exam. If you don't clear that thing, start heading for the Mass Pike westbound and don't come back. One thing about Boston is we have no patience for Nazis and we have no patience for unnecessary rush hour pileups. A lot of future dentists here, too, at Tufts. Can you guys fix my teeth? I can't afford dental insurance right now, and my teeth are about to rot out of my head. So if anyone wants to help rip out my bad tooth, let's meet up outside after the show, because that's going to be one of the best places to find me for the foreseeable future, that is, here on this show. So please, don't message me on Facebook. If you've missed my presence on social media, it's because I'm in the process of moving all my dirty laundry to this radio station here in beautiful Medford, Massachusetts. It's true. My dirty underpants are all over the console right now. And I know, by not logging into social media, I'm not doing enough to promote my upcoming show with Parlor Bells on October 18th at Once with stars like ours and Exit 18, where we celebrate the 10th anniversary of Angel Wood hosting Boston Emissions. But I promise to promote that October 18th show at Once as much as possible. See what I did there? So, in case you did know about that show, I just want to provide a little background. We were going to have that show at a place called Hennessy's downtown, and I was very excited to hear that, for reasons unforeseen, it got switched to Once. And Once is one of my favorite places. They were ready to have us because that's just good business. And that's the kind of sort of top, sort of the online with the topic that I'm going to get into tonight. Working in conjunction with small businesses to maintain a healthy and respected, supported arts community here in Boston. As an art, the premise of rock and roll is indeed to shake up the establishment. But I would argue that this town has given rise to a new kind of establishment, and it too needs to be completely destroyed. because the results are not very rock and roll at all. The internet has made everyone an authority. It's a kingmaker. It's made even politics very personal, to the point where even that menace they call the commander-in-chief has made everything very personal. And so much is lost in the confusion because as long as you're riling up your team, nothing else matters. The other day I was driving around town and they played a clip of him doing, he was talking about something and he said something like, you don't give arsonists a match and you don't give Democrats your vote. Well, anyone who is familiar with parlor bells and knows me knows that I have a prepackaged retort couplet for him. That's right, as we say here on Never Read the Comments, you don't buy your steaks at Sharper Image, and you don't pick your presidents from Fifth Avenue. Now, for anyone who needs that to be put in context, I can break that sentiment down for you and lend it some context. So, for those who are not aware, in addition to the several other cheap quality Trump-branded pieces of crap, there were these legendary shrink-wrapped Trump steaks. So given the abuse he doles out to our beloved sirloin delicacy by hitting the Heinz 57 harder than an 11-year-old on the 4th of July and burning it to the texture of a duck cider shoe, you'd think those offenses alone would be enough to make the very concept of a Trump steak an abomination to consider. But making the Trump steak even less appetizing was how it was sold. Not by restaurants or a grocery empire, but by Sharper Image, which, like Brookstone, is stocked with half-baked gadget crap that isn't quite prosumer level. Drones that crash in your living room, some massage tub that vibrates when you put your ass in it, maybe an abacus, because everyone wants the process of math to last longer. Go old school with an abacus. No one actually goes into Sharper Image to buy something. They just play with magnetic steel balls and sit in the massage chair, all buzzing around and wobbly, sitting next to a life-size stormtrooper, and some little bastard is about to zing you with a drone. So what I'm getting at is that Sharper Image doesn't exactly scream the place for steak. But given that no one buys anything at these stores anyhow, Trump couldn't lose on a deal with them to market shrink-wrapped steaks branded with his name, right? Well, actually, he couldn't even keep a deal with a place that is world famous for being the store devoted to just playing with the merchandise and going home with nothing. I mean, the abacus is pretty lame, but at least you can play with an abacus. You can't kill time at the mall waiting for your wife to try on bras by playing with a shrink-wrapped steak. It's never going to happen. Unless, perhaps, you were that very small niche of sirloin molesters. I think there's like 3 of them out there. You're going to play with the abacus, right? If you can make a disaster of the user experience a successful businessman, you are not. And the only people buying the steak, or the abacus for that matter, is that American we call the sucker. Falls for the hoaxes, loves the way popular culture ignites their passions, loves the newsman who provides the headlines that dove perfectly with his own lousy opinions. It's just easier not to be challenged. It's easier and more fun to have a cheerleader for your rudderless and misguided cause. And that celebrated misdirection, magnified and made viral by social media, can now do real damage to real people and their goals. Which brings me to this past summer, when a similarly misguided crusade, amplified by a few terribly hypocritical musicians in town, completely derailed a fun annual event where bands perform. Not their bands, mind you, but several incredibly talented acts in Boston who became innocent bystanders to this campaign to save a rehearsal space they weren't even paying rent for. A building that eventually would have been the scene of a major structural failure or fire damage, considering the lousy shape it was in, were it not to be torn down. It could have led to injuries, perhaps people dying. It was stupid. But what made the entire campaign to save this place even more absurd was how it attempted to frame up the legitimate performers scheduled to perform at this soon-to-be-doomed event as somehow philosophically in step with some mass gentrification process to close up music venues and spaces. I mean, nothing could be further from reality. When I heard the event was likely going to be canceled because these protesters planned to crash the festivals, I couldn't believe the irony of it all. Their very noble goal, which everyone in that event shared, of fostering more than not less music resulted in silencing performers of music in Boston. Now, these protesters hijacked the show. They said they would let us play, but our stage would be covered with all kinds of vitriolic, hateful language about members of the Harvard Square Business Council, effigies of people. It was like the MAGA people when they roll out the Hillary puppet in shackles and start screaming, "Lock her up, lock her up." We just didn't want to be part of that. It's not a good look for anyone. But considering what's happening to this country, I guess I'm not surprised that the mob mentality could start to cause real havoc right here in Boston, even when everyone is likely on the same end of the political spectrum. I mean, look, we're artists. We still manage to find a way, however, to ruin each other's summer. Tactics matter. Approach matters. Noise is just noise. And by turning your personal networks into one long torched earth comment thread, you're not doing anything of consequence. You're definitely not doing anything to help the arts by doing that. That's why I tell people to channel their anger against the establishment into voting and get others to vote. And don't waste your vote. As we've seen these last few weeks, throwing your vote in the garbage has far-reaching consequences. Crashing someone else's event is not the way to go about it either. So while I have my own deep fondness of my moments with my fellow bandmates in the rehearsal space, I say good riddance to that building. And that has nothing to do with what a rehearsal space like EMF represents, but rather the social media circus that surrounded its closure, the misinformation, the total disregard for real estate law and the law in general, the way it was co-opted for notoriety and promotion for other people's shows, while the one we were supposed to play had to cancel. I've rehearsed there. I enjoyed using the space. But sadly, that's going to be the way I remember EMF. It really EMF'd my summer up big time. And just as a programming note to any ensuing tirades that spill forth from these luscious lips in forthcoming episodes of Never Read the Comments, I'll always refrain from naming names, as I've done here tonight. I won't name names, at least of people. I'll leave everyone smelling like a rose. Relationships matter. And with social media, you can burn bridges faster than a BU truck. Faster than a BU student in a U-Haul truck. So we get a show 1 week from tomorrow night. And in case you'd like to confront me in person about everything that I've said tonight, Parlor Bells will be there. No protesters will get between me and my lovely fans. No one to stop our pals and stars like ours from tearing the roof off of the place. No one to throw banana peel in front of a band I can't wait to see, but haven't yet, Exit 18. Parlor Bells, stars like ours, and Exit 18 on Thursday, October 18th, on 2018, the 18th day of our Lord, all the 18s. It's really too bad that October isn't the 18th month of the year, then my head would explode. But it is the 10th month of the year, and it's the 10th anniversary of Angel Wood hosting Boston Emissions that we're celebrating. So 10, the numerology is all working out there. But I just wanted to say a few things about local business. When that incident happened, the people at Grendel's Den had my back. So small business, forming relationships between artists and fostering those interests is very important. Once, you know, the venue we're playing at on October 18th, they just reopened, and it was, wow, what a good feeling that was. It was a beautiful day, and I didn't think it was going to happen that soon. I was really worried. I mean, it was the place I got married, actually, so it had a lot of good vibes there, and knowing that the church upon which my love was sanctified could just disappear was like a bullet through my heart. I just couldn't take it. So at that concert, I have this plan. I'm thinking to sort of tie into the show, never read the comments and the sentiments I'm espousing here. If you're lucky, I might have a hat for you. It's kind of like the MAGA hat, but mine's going to say, "Make Awesome Music Boston Again." And I guess the acronym for that would be MAMBA. That's Mamba. Okay, I guess that's taken. That's not going to work. What about, let's see, Make Awesome Music Again. Mama hats. Okay. Well, that's a work in progress. I'm starting to wonder what the Tufts students think of us as a broadcast. They're probably working on the next Hadron Collider, and I'm bitching about the local music scene politics. Listen, you kids stay in school, all right? Goddamn Glenn is very proud of you. Don't end up like me, rotten teeth, which I still need you to pull out later after the show. That said, maybe take a break from your studies and come to my show. Tough students, students everywhere, but especially to my future dental team. You guys want to check out some great music? Find your next favorite band, your next favorite bartender. Maybe discover your next favorite drink. Learn to know your city a little better. Come to Once on October 18th. See, I said my hiatus from social media wouldn't get in the way of me promoting, and I think that I've proven you all tonight. Kids, don't let the tastemakers tell you what to do with your evening. Just listen to your new pal, Goddamn Glenn, and explore the awesome things going on right outside your window. You can come to BU students. Just please don't drive the U-Haul. You can take the green line to Park Street, and from Park Street, take the red line to Davis, and start walking over at Once. It's really easy. Leave the U-Haul at home. So I'll see you at the show. And until then, thank you for having me, WMFO. Hopefully I did you proud tonight, and I'll see you again soon. So until then, this is Goddamn Glenn reminding you to never read the comments and always speak the truth.
Arms. Nothing but arms. It's a big sale down at Zales on arms. The Lemonheads, Into Your Arms off Come On, Feel the Lemonheads, and Party Boys, Lovin' Arms off their singles EP. And you know what time it is? We greatly thank Goddamn Glenn for coming down for his inaugural show. He's going to be rejoining you again. I think he's going to be joining Phil next month. But I'm delighted that he was here tonight to be with me for Never Read the Comments. And there is something you will want to read, though, or read with your ears, which is to say, listen to Miss Sue's and the Concert Report.
Here's your On the Town with Mikey D concert report for the upcoming week. And by the way, if you're a musician and you haven't applied for a grant from Club Passim's Iguana Music Fund, you just have a couple more days. Applications are due on Sunday, October 14th, so check out clubpassim.org for more info. First up for the concert report, tomorrow, Thursday, October 11th, there is a music industry meetup happening at State Park in Kendall Square, Cambridge. It's hosted by Listen Boston. It's happening 7 to 10 p.m. in Kendall Square. So whether you're an established band, an up-and-coming artist, student, producer, engineer, journalist, radio personality, manager, booking agent, promoter, photographer, videographer, designer, or simply a music lover, you are welcome to attend. That's the Music Industry Meetup at State Park in Kendall Square tomorrow at 7 o'clock. For Dream Punk, go to Great Scott in Alston tomorrow night at 8:30. Leopard Print Taser from Boston is joined by Swearing with Empath from New York City. Or for some indie rock, at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge tomorrow night, it's Tori Silver's EP release, and she's joined by Toledo and the Drunk Monkeys. That's tomorrow night at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge at 8 p.m. Reggae, Hip Hop, and Soul is tomorrow night with the Crush Factory's Thursday residency at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville at 10 p.m. And then over in Porter Square, for rock, jam, funk, and blues, the Baker Thomas Band residency is at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge at 10 p.m. And next up, Friday, October 12th, for indie rock, you can head to Sammy's Patio in Revere for Ezra Davis, Arms and Ears, Kid Disaster, Lock It, and Situational Irony 101. That's at Sammy's Patio in Revere, Friday night at 8 p.m. Back to the Mixtape is also on Friday at Thunder Road in Union Square, Somerville, and that's at 8 p.m. It's featuring the music of 1955, 1985, and 2015, and performed and spun by Thick Fringe, which is Mike Oram and friends, The Fatal Flaw, Sean Drinkwater's Pastel Noir, and, of course, DJ Hoverboards. And you do need to dress like you mean it. There are prizes for best 1955, 1985, and 2015 costumes. So check that out. Back to the Mixtape on Friday, 8 p.m., Union Square, Somerville. And another one for Friday, 617 Sessions, the Mixdown Party in celebration of the Bridge Sound and Stage is at Hajoko in Boston, 8 p.m. to midnight. They're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Bridge Sound and Stage and the release of their first ever compilation, 617 Sessions, Sound of Our Town 2018. There'll be live performances that night from Marky Filthy and Paper Citizen. If alt Americana with songs of murder and love and other mysteries of the world are your kind of thing, then on Friday, you should go to Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge at 9 p.m. Love Love is performing and they will be joined by friends, so check that out. For soul and R&B, Mythical Beast Second Fridays is at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville at 10 p.m. And then one more for Friday, and also a residency, a very long-running residency, Moroccan-drenched electronic dubbed-out funk. It's Club D'Elf, and this week they're featured Will Bernard at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge at 10 p.m. Next up, Saturday, October 13th, for rockabilly, country, truck driving, and drinking music, you can see Roy Sludge for an afternoon matinee, 4 p.m. at Atwood's in Cambridge on Saturday. Another one for Saturday, it's Julie Kramer's The Basement Archives Volume 1, The Ghosts of WFNX, opening reception at the Factory in Lynn, and that's taking place 4 to 9 p.m. After decades hidden away, Julie Kramer has unearthed and will unveil The Basement Archives, Volume 1, The Ghosts of WFNX. It's a photography exhibition showcasing over 36 portraits of celebrity musicians from the heyday of modern rock. It's only showing for 2 weeks, and the opening reception is Saturday, October 13th from 4 to 9 p.m. Another one for Saturday, for some music, starting at 8:30, garage rock, psych, punk, and pop. At Once Somerville, Tom Baker and the Snakes and the Gala are joined by the Pack AD, who are in town from Vancouver. And that's 8:30 on Saturday at Once Somerville. Another good one, it's Big Giant, the Weistronauts, and the John Pohaida International Airport on Saturday at Sally O'Brien's in Union Square, Somerville at 9 p.m. And you can join Big Giant as they celebrate the release of their first two singles off their forthcoming record, We Think We Come From Wolves. You can check out some of their new music at biggiant.bandcamp.com. For Blues and Soul, the Sonya Ray Taylor Band and the Gravel Project are at the Plow and Stars on Saturday night in Central Square, Cambridge at 10 p.m. And now we're on to Sunday, October 14th for Pop Punk, Oktoberfest 2018 with Lily Black in front of Sally O'Brien's in Union Square, Somerville. That's noon to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Bluegrass and Americana, you can see the Sam Reed and the Riot Act at Atwood's in Cambridge for an afternoon matinee from 4 to 6 p.m. And here's one that has an excellent Facebook page description. High-flying experimental dub featuring members of John Brown's Body, Morphine, and a host of other Boston madmen. That, of course, is Dub Apocalypse. They have a Sunday residency at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville at 10 p.m. So check that out on Sunday as well. And now we're on to Monday, October 15th. Oops, you won't be going to this one unless you've already bought a ticket because it's sold out. Jonathan Richman featuring Tommy Larkins on the drums. They are at the Middle East upstairs on Monday the 15th, but tickets are indeed sold out. Another good one for Monday, with the best named residency ever, Mondays Don't Have to Suck. On Monday, it's Metal with Coffin Birth, Traitor at Charlie's Kitchen in Harvard Square, Cambridge. And now we're on to Tuesday, October 16th. Session Americana's residency at City Winery in Boston continues on Tuesday, October 16th at 8 p.m. The band turned 15 this year and decided to try out their residency on the other side of the Charles River instead of their usual Lizard Lounge spot. So check that out on Tuesday. And Haley Thompson King is at Atwood's in Cambridge on Tuesday, and she's joined by J.P. Harris and the Tough Choices. Haley Thompson King will open the show with a set of songs taken from her latest garage/country release, and that's called Psychotic Melancholia. And another one for Tuesday for some reggae over at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville. It's the Ghetto People Band Tuesday residency, and that starts at Bull McCabe's on Tuesday at 10 p.m. And next up, we are on to Wednesday, October 17th. For funk, you should go to Bull McCabe's again for the ABs. And they are in Union Square, Somerville at Bull McCabe's on Wednesday at 10 p.m. Then I've got one more show for you. For some New England surfer songwriter music, Matt Heaton and the Electric Heaters are at Aeronaut Brewing Company in Somerville at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, October 17th. And that is indeed your Boston Concert Report for the upcoming week. If you're in a band and you have shows that are happening between October 18th through the 24th, please send the On the Town with Mikey D Facebook page a message and let us know the details so I can be sure to include you in next week's report. And I will see you out there.
Thank you, Miss Suze. That was Miss Suze with the Concert Report. Before that, a bunch of songs about arms. And right now, live from Studio D, we have the band Madame Bruja, and they're ready to bring you the Brouhaha.
Leaving the stage amid the roar, Can't get enough, I need to have more. The show was a rush, the best of premieres. Why has it taken me so many years?
Thanks, WMFO, for having us. We just did Intoxicate Me, and now we're going to surf jam Death Spiral it.
Grows and starts to roll, and you can't tell what's true anymore. You're on a death spiral, falling faster than others. When the hunger shows and restless you troll, and you long for things you don't have in the moment, it's a death spiral. You're falling harder than others. Down to down to down to down to down, you're going down to down. Falling slower than others. When the lover knows and you start to fold, and you don't have a leg to stand on the floor,
Yeah. All right. Spiraling and spiraling. And next, we're going to do some more with hating everyone. I hate everyone. Tell we have a little bit of a theme going on here, and this next one is called Freedom, so we're gonna put it right there for you.
for you to elevate? Is it too much to ask for you to live with me? Is it too much to ask for you to leave me be?
So we are Madame Bruja, and the next song we're going to do, we are featuring for our upcoming show on October 30th. We're helping out Girls Rock Band, Rock Camp Boston with their fundraiser that's happening around Halloween, where everybody gets to do covers. And we are doing a Patti Smith cover, and tonight we're doing Soul Kitchen, which is her version of the Doors song. can't say enough good things about Girls Rock Camp Boston and all they did. That's where I got my start, thanks to Ladies of Rock Camp. And so please, please support them. Go out 10:30 at O'Brien's over in Alston. We are on at 8 p.m., but there's a whole host of folks going from 7:30 on, so all the way to midnight. So please come and help us out. All right, now we're going to do our newest one, which is called Falling Together.
Iteration, she's a faded, gaining the strength to be found. That's
we're going to slow it down a tiny bit, and this one is called Real. All right, we've got a couple more for you, and this next one.